This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This hour is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today.
The views and opinions of Layla Rahimi and Marshall Harris should not be taken too seriously,
especially when they give advice.
Do not take Marshall's analogies literally,
especially when it comes to Russell Dorsey.
The sports thoughts of Rahimi and Harris may change at any time. Remember, it's just sports.
Okay, thanks, bye.
Bye. Rahimi and Harris, 10 to 2 on 670 The...
Brian Poles talked to the Hogan Johns podcast about the books he read this summer.
Got a crisis management book someone gave to me. I think Ian gave it to me.
His assistant GM gave him a book about crisis management.
Like the most on-the-nose gift you could get anyone.
And so I immediately...
Ian Cunningham, we see you.
Here comes the Hail Mary with the game on the line. And the ball is caught! You're going to have to do something when it comes down to this play. Incomplete, and the game is over. Completely botched at the end by the Bears.
So if a friend gives you that type of book, is that an insult?
No, I think it's a message.
Like, you really like, hey, need this, and you look at it, you're like, what the hell?
Exactly.
Reading is good.
I can't read it. There's no words on it.
You know how I know he's managing crises fine? Because he got an extension.
Bingo.
You know, a lot of times on the outside, it's crisis or carnival.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris. Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. It's a Grody Day.
It's Grody time, yeah!
More Mark Grody.
Mark Grody. Mark Grody.
Ah, Grody.
We'll go next to Mark Grody.
Are you from The Score?
He is from The Score. This is Rahimi and Harris on 670 The Score. It is a Mark Grody day. We love to see it. Mark Grody's in. Marshall Harris is here. I'm Layla Rahimi. Our producers are Ray Diaz, Robbie Triano, Brandon Fryer, and Sean Sears helping out. He's not a backup to us. Also, thanks for joining us on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670TheScore. Good morning to our Twitch mob. We love to see you. And you can text us, 312-644-6767. And for anybody who, of course, they are at practice now, but I want to warn you now, we're putting out the call to take calls at 312-644-6767 at 11. So we want to know. Mark Grody's there. He tells you what's going on at Bears practice. Chris Emmett tells you. So we want you to tell us what you're seeing too. Let's group and workshop this together. I love a good group project, usually because I'm the one who ends up doing all the work, but I get to do it my way.
Hold on.
That is outrageous.
You would be the person in the college class that does the work.
Did we get an A? The answer is yes.
100%. And I would be the guy just latching onto you, Layla, and saying, lead us to the A. Thank you.
I had a very different approach to group projects. I was like, all right, everybody doing what they need to be doing? Oh, you're not? All right, somebody else do that. Okay. And then I'd be like, all right, but this is bad. I'm going to have to do the whole thing over again and then do it. She may have a better approach, honestly, because it gets it done quickly and more efficiently than probably. But I want people to at least feel like they were a part of the group project.
No, I mean, they were, but I'm like, listen, We know what's going on here. So, not that I would do it all, but you know.
This is why you got
people got to follow instructions,
man.
Made one B in school.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll
the
talk
whole about time, like
algebra.
In college.
Yeah.
Wow,
that's horrible. That's impressive. Layla. That is pathetic.
Well, isn't it? Yeah, I should just do it over again, shouldn't I?
I would have killed for B.
Marshall and Grody, what was the lowest grade you guys have ever gotten? I've got a D minus in college.
I got a C in high school geometry ones.
I got a D in. What was it? Physics? No, it was not chemistry. Something. I got a D in something. I just stopped doing the work.
D is for diploma.
I was like, I stopped doing the work.
I definitely got a D in geometry high school. It's just the
if you have a geometry teacher who doesn't want to tell you how it works, it makes it really difficult.
That's what it was. That now that I think about it, you're right, Layla. It was the teaching I received in my life that the math never kicked in.
He was a Kansas State fan, so I just ended up talking to him about basketball instead. Probably my issue there.
Anytime I applied myself, I got an A, but many times I just did not apply myself.
Right.
If we're talking about before high school, what?
Well, the point is, you get the chance to be a part of this group project at 11. This is a public practice today for the Bears, and that's the point here, is you've heard what other reporters have had to say. Mark Grody, I want to get your impressions, not just of what you've seen, but there's a thought around the observations that we have seen so far. This, in my opinion, was going to be the time. I want it to be hard right now. I don't want it to be pretty. That's how you know there's growth. You know, sometimes I like to say, if you're skiing, if you're not trying unless you're falling down, you know, do it safely. But the point is, risk taking, unfortunately, doesn't look great to start. So tell us your observations of not just the discussion surrounding the Bears themselves right now, but also, I think there's a little bit of a need for Caleb Williams to look a certain way, and I don't necessarily think that it has to yet.
Yeah, there is. What the first 2 days of training camp has reminded me, guys, is that there is so much at stake with quarterback one, with Caleb Williams. Duh, we understand that. We understand what was given up to get him. We understand what he represents. We understand what he is, the number one overall pick in the draft now over a year ago, and the highest rated quarterback the Bears have ever had coming in, the most excitement that has ever been. He is also, guys, I'll just say it, Caleb Williams in my lifetime, and I go back to my sports conscious, you know, early 80s quarterbacks for the Bears, so that's how long I've been attached to this team, whether as a fan or as a reporter. I think Caleb Williams is the most divisive Bears quarterback in history right now for two reasons, because of the schools of thought. This came to me. I was inspired yesterday. I did a hit with you guys yesterday, and one of the themes of it was that I saw Caleb Williams struggling. I saw him struggling, and I was specific about one thing, and that was the deep ball. And boy, I read through the comments, you know, because, you know, I wanted to torture myself.
We're reporters, and that's what you do. You read as a reporter.
You read. And it is amazing because there's two schools of thought on Caleb Williams. Number one, the people who love Caleb people, and those are the people that don't want any critiques of him whatsoever. They will come at you. They will try to rough you up. Caleb Williams, for those people, they are scared to death over the possibility that he is going to be anything but elite. So they are frightened about that while being loyal to him as well. The non-Caleb people, I'll just call them the non-Caleb people, or you could put in parentheses the Justin Fields people, they want to be right. They want to be, because there was both schools of thought over whether it was Justin Fields or even just the detractors of Caleb Williams, whether it's in the media or fans, they want to be right and saying you should have never given up on Justin Fields and that Caleb Williams had issues and we should have taken some of the off the field stuff more seriously. So that has led to this power struggle. And I'll just say one more thing and I'll have plenty more to say, but it's also led, I think, and sometimes it gets in my head, I will admit it, this has led reporters to be more hesitant about reporting what the bad that they see from Caleb Williams. Like, we're not seeing people, you know, tweet about it or hit it hard, because when it gets mentioned, it creates this stir. And the other part, too, is, and I probably should have started with this, I get it. It's early, and that is fair. The people who are listening are like, come on, man, 2 days through camp. Absolutely. Long way to go. I haven't given up on Caleb Williams. I have a lot at stake in Caleb Williams because I've been saying since I laid eyes on Caleb Williams that he should be the guy, and I still support him. It's early, early, early for sure, but guess what? The first 2 days have been bumpy, and eventually, in this training camp, we need to see something that gives us hope for Caleb Williams before even a preseason game starts.
I just want to get a clarification. When you say off the field stuff for Caleb, what are you speaking on specifically?
I'm talking about the stuff with the nail polish and the people talking, like some people saying that he's too, you know, casual, and his traveling around the world, and just people who use his personality. Let's just put it that
okay.
Who uses personality as a detraction. I'm not saying that people are going to be like, oh, this guy is, you know, he's with the nail polish and all that kind of stuff, but it's all part of the divisiveness on the two sides of Caleb Williams that existed. There are people that want him to fail.
I'll start with this. I'll just say this. Everybody wants to be right. That is not a new thing, but it is a thing that has been exacerbated by social media. It's like, I need to prove that I'm right. And you have people within a fan base now. You talked about the non-Caleb people, and I think a subset of that is the parentheses Justin Fields supporters. Even after he's gone on to not one, but now a second organization.
They were chanting his name in the last day. 60,000 plus fans chanting Justin Fields' name the last time he played at Soldier Field.
We want Justin, right?
And that's cool. It was weird. Like, because part of this, too, is Justin Fields is the first quarterback that has left this town that it was like, I'm not sure if we ever really... He really had the full opportunity. He was very popular. He was well-liked. So was Mitch Trubisky. So was Jay Cutler. And there were the camps on those sides, but not like with Justin Fields. And that affects what's going on today.
And so all I'm saying is, because people want to be right, here's where it gets ridiculous. Would you rather be right about what you predicted for a quarterback or predicted not to happen with a quarterback? Or would you rather, as a fan, your team actually be good? So, like, why are you arguing against Caleb Williams as opposed to letting it play out and see if Caleb Williams can reach the status that you would like your quarterback, whatever his name is, to reach as a Bears fan?
Because there's more than one way to be a fan. There's more than one way to care about a team. When you consider the discourse, I think, around Justin Fields, and I always said that I thought that the Bears failed him. And I didn't trust the Bears to develop another quarterback. And then they were going to put all the responsibility on the next one. And I knew at the time that it was going to be Caleb Williams. We all did, especially after the combine. But you could argue they failed Caleb Williams last year pretty well. And yeah, did they do a lot to try to fix that in the offseason? Yes, they did. So when I consider that piece of it, I don't necessarily mind that people feel that way. What I do get concerned about is reporters whose job is to tell you what they're seeing at practice, and that's part of the reason why we asked for the calls today, is if you should be calm in knowing that your quarterback can struggle throwing a deep ball in practice and also know that it's the second day.
Yeah.
Like, people shouldn't shy away from that information because they're afraid of what? The same 100 people on Twitter who complain about everything despite knowing the facts.
Don't lie. Yeah.
I'm very happy that I get to cash in a ratings bonus check next week, by the way. And in the meantime, I'm going to also say this.
Money!
Like, it's okay. It's okay that happened today.
Range people Rover have, all would.
People have bad days.
Don't
but,
lie.
But fans can also accept that you can report that there was a bad day. And
yes.
You can also report that it's early in camp.
Yes,
Layla. That doesn't mean that you're trying to tell people what's happening in a slanted way, and that's where the discourse
but
lies.
But Layla, nuance is dead. We know this. If it's not dead, it's on life support. The ability to take what you saw and not omit it. Just say, this is what I saw. And you're not lying. You're not omitting it. And people will take it and they'll run whatever direction based on what they believe and them wanting to be right. That's my point,
well,
Mark.
Well, yeah. Well, and look, as a reporter, too, I will say, again, I of course I want to be right. And it's not just I want to be right. It's I have used my facts to back up why I think Caleb Williams is going to be great. So I want that stuff to be there. So trust me, when I'm out on the field and I see him throw a pick on his first pass of camp, when I see him miss long on a broken play, albeit on a play that he made last year to DeAndre Swift, I'm noting it. When I see him miss DJ Moore on a deep ball, I'm noting it. And then, quite frankly, dreading that when I go on the air, and I think it was with you guys because it was post-practice, and having to lead with the fact that Caleb, because that's what everybody wants to know. So I don't take any satisfaction in it, and I don't even want to see it, but I promise you, 10 times out of 10, every time, I will tell you exactly what I see, and I will tell you the truth.
Yo, listen, so this is Raheemian Harris. That is Mark Grody, who has been out at practice. Now he is in studio as we await for practice to end today, the first public practice. We're taking your calls coming up in the next hour here on 670 Score. Raheemian Harris, 630. All this hand-wringing of quarterbacks can't be good for people's blood pressure. You know what? You're probably right, but here we are. We got to talk about it. It's his job to talk about it. It's my job to talk about it. It is Layla Rahimi's job to talk about it. You can talk about that bonus more, too, if you want to. I like that talk.
Let's spend the money.
No, I don't need to, but that's my point. I'm not afraid of that stuff.
No, well, exactly.
They don't pay me to be, and reporters shouldn't be afraid of it either.
This was informed, but the comments that I read here, it was because it was two schools, but there were so many people saying, I knew Caleb sucked. I knew, like, they're the ones making the grand conclusions, and that's where things get muddied. But rest assured, we are going to tell you how it is. And Chris Emma will be telling us how it is from Hallis Hall in just a little bit. He gets to be out. What a day for fans today. Not just, I was going to say Bourbonnais, not just in Lake Forest, Cubs Sox today. This is Chicago Fan Appreciation
Day. I thought it was Bulls today.
Oh, it is Bulls.
I like the choice.
Bulls hit it.
That's such a great Bulls shirt,
going
too.
Going with a Bulls shirt on a day like this is a statement in and of itself.
I have a Go Sports sweatshirt. If I had had a sports T-shirt, then I would have worn that today. But also, did you see, by the way, Adam Schefter said that the Buccaneers have signed guard Michael Jordan?
I saw that. And I was like, wait, Jordan? He's a guard? Okay, got it. I'm familiar with this game.
This segment with Mark Grody, Marshall Harris, and you is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today. I do want to also thank everybody who has listened, and you do get to participate. And that is why I do think it is important that if you see something today at Bears Camp and you want to talk to us about it, that you can.
If you see something, say something?
Yes, if you see something, say something. And I think that actually moves into another topic that we have coming up at 12:45. I think there's a real Bears teammate who wants to let us know that if he sees something, he's going to say something.
Well said, Layla.
And that was what Mark Grody found at practice.
Wow, that's so good.
Good job, yeah. Mark. Good job, Layla.
Thanks,
and good job, you, the listener, because guess what? We're going to reward you for all that listening. Keep listening to our show all this week for your chance to win a pair of tickets to Baseball After Dark,
Marshall,
at Wildfire.
Thank you.
In River North on Wednesday, August 6th. That features a couple of Matts. Matt Spiegel, Matt Shaw, the special guest. Baseball After Dark is presented by Huntington Bank. Life is a masterpiece. Make your money story a bestseller. And by Wildfire. Join Wildfire Restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating wonderful memories.
608 wants to know what time we're talking Cubs. 10:45 will do the trade deadline. And I think what it means for the Cubs is we try to figure this all out because we had a real trade last night in baseball. And then additionally, we will talk Cubs and Sox at 11:25 and get into it there as well. And at 5 on it because, you know, we get to cover both teams with the same games this series.
And then later, I like that.
We're going to talk about concerts that we're going to in the near future or not.
Yeah, we can do that at halftime.
No, I won't say it.
The Mark Grody and Layla Rahimi concert calendar.
That's right. Oh, and I'll save it for later.
All right.
Bears.
We have more
music
coming.
Stuff.
Bears. Chris Emma joins us from Hallis Hall telling us what he saw. Don't forget that for those of you who maybe know somebody at practice and they want to call in, we will do that at 11. In the meantime, we'll hear from Chris next. You are listening to Raheemian Harris with Mark Grody on 670 The Score and the Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
How do you find success for yourself this season?
Obviously, I have self goals, and that's, you know, being the first 4,000 yard passer in Bears history. That's a, you know, goal of mine. 70% completion that helps the team, keeps us on the field, puts us in better positions. And then other than that, just trying to go down and, you know, score the most points that we can with each drive that we have. So, you know, that's kind of my self goal. And obviously, other than that, you got to go win.
Some people like Chris Emma.
Mark Grody, do you want to answer for that line, some people like Chris Emma?
I can't remember the context of it. It does have a lot of context to it. Maybe Chris Emma remembers.
I love Chris Emma. I don't know what y'all are talking about. I love Chris Emma.
I mean, I stand by it. Actually, today might be Chris Emma's birthday, actually.
What?
I might.
Hold on. Let's go to the Circle Resort and Casino Hotline, CircleLasVegas.com. Let's go live to Hallis Hall and get the news. Emma, is this your birthday?
No, it is absolutely not. Grody, thank you very much for the shout. It is not my wedding day either, if you're listening to the afternoon show. It is neither my birthday nor my wedding day today.
Oh, so it's your anniversary then. Got it.
Do you know what Chris Emma is doing today? He is going to a wedding, but he is still doing the Bears hit at 5 o'clock, just working his butt off out there.
Yes. I'm skipping the ceremony because I'm married to the job.
Listen,
your birthday is August 23rd, according to my calendar and my phone.
Dude, it sounds awesome out there.
Calendar, that's incredible.
They're letting you stay outside? I mean, it sounds great out there, Emma. What's cooking out there? Tell us everything.
I found the soft spot here in which I don't think I'm going to be ushered away like you were yesterday, Mark. I'm in a good place here.
The team
is still on the field. He was whisked away.
Yes.
It is a two-hour practice, so they are toward the tail end here. Do we want to be positive or negative here? Which do we prefer?
Tell us what you actually see. How about that?
It has been a really rough day for the quarterback and for the starting offense. Caleb Williams went through a red zone drill in which he went 0-for-5 with 2 picks. Now, I should preface that was 7-on-7. You want to get the ball out. You want to take those chances, but it was rocky. The first play of team drill was one in which Caleb rolled out to his right and was immediately met by Montez Sweat. Would have been a sack if he was not able to throw the ball. He threw it away. I believe he missed his first 9 passes when you throw in both red zone, 7-on-7, and the start of team drill. Settled in later on, hit 2 touchdowns in red zone to Olamide Zaccheaus as well as Rome Odunze. Tight spiral to Odunze. But look, the defense is way ahead right now. The defense has looked good. They're like, give them credit. They've been making plays. They've been challenging Caleb Williams and challenging this offense, but if you came out here to see the quarterback have a great day, you are leaving empty-handed.
Wow. Okay, so that kind of folds into the topic that we just had, which is people afraid to say how bad it's been the first couple of days. I am still of the impression that it's okay that it's bad because it's the first couple of days. When you see the body of work over the last several, what's your overall opinion so far?
I mean, I'm not sounding the alarm bells yet, but like I wanted to see some moments here. We're day three right now. It's still very early, but you wanted to see some of those plays where it's like, okay, that's what it's supposed to look like. That's a young quarterback taking an offense and an offense that looks really comfortable, and it's just not there yet. It might be there in a couple days, in a couple weeks. But look, this has been a concerning start. The operation has been better today, at least, but the execution has been poor. The operation was poor the last couple days as well. We've not had any moments where Ben Johnson's pulling them out of the huddle. There's been nothing like that. But once the ball is snapped, they're just not doing what they're supposed to do. They're not completing passes. There's been some drops for Caleb as well. He's not had a ton of help out there yet. But look, this is not the day you wanted to see if you're here to see the quarterback.
Okay, so you're saying the defense is ahead of the offense. Who has starred on the defensive side of the ball, in your estimation, observing this practice?
T.J. Edwards had a great play in a 7-on-7 drill, picking off Caleb Williams. Right over the middle, jumped through, broke the route and made the play. We saw a pick from Jaquan Brisker as well, I believe on a tip from Terrell Smith. And Montez Sweat, obviously. I mean, he looks explosive. He looks healthy, and that's the difference. Like, he was not healthy last year. He had, I think, 5 different known injuries. That's not the unknown injuries, the stuff you just kind of play through because you're an NFL defensive end. You're getting battered and beat up. And he just was never himself last year. He looks healthy right now, and that's great to see. Even without the pads, you can see that first step in that burst. He's getting off the line. He's going up against Darnell Wright on that side, and they're challenging each other. But it's good to see a healthy Montez Sweat out here.
Mark Grody.
Do you want that or do I want that? Sorry, we hit a little...
No, I was going to say, I'm make sure people know that This is Raheem and Harris with Mark Grody in studio, and Chris Emma is out at Bears training camp right now, and he's taking in what looks to be an ugly day so far from Caleb Woods. I want to make sure I heard you right. Did you say he did not connect on his first 9 passes? And if so, what was the reaction from the crowd at the first public practice of training camp?
I should add, too, the crowd is on the further field away, so I don't think anybody can really see anything. They're on field one, which is closer to the building. The bleachers are set up further away. The only group that's closer to the field in terms of fans are like the family section, so I've not heard the oohing and aahing and groaning that you would expect of this, but you know, I've seen enough of people who are here on Twitter saying, this isn't looking the way it's supposed to here.
But it was 0 for 9.
It was, by my count, it was the first 9. There was 2.
Jesus, Emma.
That was picked in the red zone drill, the 7-on-7. Yeah, it's just, it's
what,
not.
What do you see?
So far.
Have you been able to detect anything consistent, like where the discomfort might be for Caleb Williams right now?
I would say it's just taking chances. If you want to find, that might be the glass half full way to look at it, is just taking chances, see when you can do, especially in those 7-on-7 drills where there's no reason to hold on to the ball. The play's done. Get the ball out. Take those chances. I would put it that way. I've been bullish on Caleb Williams all along. I still feel absolutely that way. I think he's going to take a step this season. But like you said, this is over 3 days in, and you can find the positive. It is just 3 days. They've not even put on pads yet. Nothing has happened of consequence so far, but they're 3 days in, and it's like, okay, where is it so far? Where's that big leap that you wanted to see, or at least those flashes that you were expecting to see?
Right, and where's the difference with the new head coach? And again, it's early. He's just beginning his job, but like you just thought you'd get that early bounce with Caleb in his second year. Ben Johnson is the head coach. And I don't know, Chris, maybe I'm being greedy, but that's just what I thought.
Look, we've gone through this. This is my 11th year covering the team, Mark. You've been out here, I believe, 6 years at this rate. 7, maybe, if I got to count correct.
2018 was my first year, so how many years would that be? I don't know. Remember, I got a D.
7, 8 years.
This would be year 8.
This is year 8, right. Yeah.
So
right,
we've seen enough of these practices in camp where it's just not there. And it's only July. Well, it's only early August. Well, it's only late August. And then you get to September, and it's, man, these guys are really scuffling. Like, the alarm bells are there. I've never covered another NFL team. I've not seen those practices with Aaron Rodgers. They were lighting up the defense again. They look great. Like, all I know is the alarm bells and when to sound them here. And it's too early at this point. I still believe they've got everything it takes for Caleb to take off this year. But it's nothing is suggested otherwise right now that it's going to be a big leap. I mean, curious to see those days where we come off the field and say, he looked great. He really picked apart the defense, mm-hmm. gave him problems all day long. And I want to see that. I'm throwing out the excuses this year, guys. Like, I know it's a year one with a new coach, a new scheme. Everybody's getting to know each other. I want to see Caleb's greatness elevate everybody around him and have those days where they really are having their way with that defense. And I'm curious how many of those we're going to see.
How much of this is cadence? How much of this is huddle? Like, what's going on there based on, we know the past 2 days there have been issues. You know, Ben Johnson famously on the first day benches the team for a play, brings him back out. How's that pre-snap process been?
It's been better. It's been better. There's not been many pre-snap issues. I saw a couple penalty flags from the officials out here, but nothing I would really put on Caleb. I think that part's getting better. We've not seen those glaring issues where Ben is using colorful language and pulling him off the field or pulling him off the line of scrimmage as he wanted to be known. So that aspect has been better, which is good to see.
How much of this has been under center versus in the shotgun? Because I know that's a big part of what Ben Johnson likes to do to get that play action set up, the running game, all of that. How much of the Caleb Williams problems been under center versus the shotgun?
It's been a mix. You've seen a little bit of both, and you've seen, you know, the good and the bad in both. I'm curious how they're going to use that and the reasons why beyond the scheme in terms of, does Ben Johnson believe that Caleb is going to have better footwork out of a under center stance versus shotgun? Is there reasons with Caleb in particular that he's seeing with that, or is it just simply building out a scheme a certain way, prioritizing the running game as we know he's going to do? I'm going to be watching that. I'm going to be, especially once you get into team drills and this offense really starts to get installed a little bit more detail. I'm really eager to see that take place.
Chris, I'm going to just fire off a few questions to you here from the text line.
Yes.
Okay, I'm just going to fire them right off. You ready? It's going to come spitting at you. Number one, how is the offensive line? Number two, I hear Chris Emma won world's greatest grilled cheese maker, and props to Emma for telling us to bring a telescope to Bears practice today. And how's J.P. Richardson doing besides I'm not going to read that. How is J.P. Richardson doing? So Richardson, offensive line, what is going with the offensive line today? Who's the left tackle today?
It is the Ozzie Trapillo Day, not to be confused with Ozzie Zapio. You're getting the rookie in there at left tackle today. It is his opportunity. I'm kind of watching down the line, too, with the second string unit, and it looks like there might be a little bit of a rotation at center. You saw Luke Newman, the rookie, in there today. Obviously, opportunities for Doug Kramer there yesterday. Mm-hmm. You're going to see those continued rotations with the second string unit as well, but it is an Ozzie Trapillo Day at left tackle. What was the other question?
I'll just jump in here. Well, Keenum second string quarterback today, or is it still the Bajancy?
It is a Case Keenum day today. Is QB2. Tyson Bajan had some moments in 7-on-7. Throw him his credit as well. He looked good out there today.
Okay, and this grilled cheese thing, is there anything to that? Or is that just completely random? Okay.
I have no idea where that one came from.
All right.
Well, at least we were able to suss that out.
Yeah. You set me up for J.P. Richardson, too. That's been one of the playmakers. We were kind of curious. Yeah, I was on with our buddy Steve Rosenblum on Saturday, who asked, who's going to be that camp standout who catches everybody's attention? Usually it takes me a couple weeks to identify that guy. J.P. Richardson's going to be that guy. He had a couple great plays today. He's been making plays all camp so far. Keep an eye on him in the preseason. And as you want to round out that wide receiver depth chart, like, he's somebody who might play his way into a competition.
We are talking to Chris Emma, the Bears reporter for 670 The Score, as we know, and also 670thescore.com from Bears training camp at Halas Hall. Bears training camp coverage on The Score is presented by Chevy Drives Chicago and the number one draft pick, Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears. Defensively, you mentioned the picks. You mentioned how they're ahead. What have been your observations of just how the offense looks, either schematically or athletically? I know Dennis Allen loves to talk about how people can run. What are you seeing that's different from what you saw in training camp last year?
I think the one thing that really jumps out to me beyond just when the ball snaps is the way they get up to the line of scrimmage. And you notice the tempo is different. Last year, and I don't want to pick on the last staff, but my goodness, just felt like so many times in camp there was a lot of standing around and going through details and coaching in between plays, stopping practice or drills and let's get this corrected or that. They're running with tempo. Like, they want to coach out the mistakes later on, but they have a priority. We want to get this many plays in. And we hear Ben Johnson talk about this is a race. Like, the race is on, these 6 weeks until week one. You feel that. The offense gets up to the line of scrimmage and they're ready to go. They snap that thing and they're up there. And that's a very deliberate thing. I don't know if it's about scheme as much as it's just getting your reps in, be ready to go, be on your P's and Q's, as Ben Johnson said. And I've noticed that the tempo is just different out there. And I'm curious, when you get the pads on and it's hotter and you're deeper into camp, how that's going to be going. But Ben Johnson's holding these guys to a high standard. We know that very well by now. And you felt that with the tempo in practice.
Is it Nashawn Wright, again, as the cornerback opposite of Tyreek Stevenson? He's kind of been one of those early training camp stories, too.
Yeah, he's been out there. You saw Noah Sewell in as that third linebacker as well. Wright's a guy who's very interesting to me. Obviously, we know his connection with Al Harris. There's a fit there, and there's an identity that they believe he can add to. So I'm going to be keeping my eye on him as long as Jalen Johnson's out.
All right, and is DJ Moore, is he speaking? Will he speak today, Mr. DJ Moore?
He's scheduled to speak. Yes, he is scheduled to speak, as well as Declan Doyle and Joe Tooney, as well as your second player.
It's so nice. I got to say, man, and I mentioned this to several reporters, maybe even to you, Emma. It's just so nice, guys, watching the offensive line. And I know we're all obsessing over left tackle, but it's so nice that the interior, after what the Bears have been through with center and guards.
There's no Nate Davis out there?
Since 2018, basically, since I've been covering the Bears. It's so nice to have those three guys. Isn't it, Emma?
I swear, there's a day, it might have been day one, where I'm going through my roster and seeing who's out there, and I saw 64 on the field. Nate Davis is, he's not here anymore.
He's playing ping pong right
now. The last few years of, is Nate Davis on the field or on a bike? And yes, you got your interior set. You feel really good about that group.
Well, we appreciate the time, Chris, Emma. Andrew reporting from Hallis Hall and training camp. We look forward to what is coming up next. I know you got reports all day before you get to this wedding, so thanks.
Take care. Have a good one.
Congratulations, Chris. Congratulations on the wedding.
Oh, chill.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, one of the texters said they heard it was his bar mitzvah, too. So.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Why we didn't start with that.
We have more coming up with Mark Grody, Marshall Harris, and me, Layla Rahimi. That's not next, but we do want to talk about a big trade going down in Major League Baseball last night. So what does that mean for the Cubs, and how much is this dam going to break now that it happened? That's next here in Rahimi and Harris with Mark Grody on The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Rahimi and Harris. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
The 0-2 from the big right-hander, line to right, a base hit. Smith will go to third. He's going to try to score. There's going to be a play. The throw by Tucker to the plate, offline. Josh Naylor has tied the game with an RBI single to right. Here's a swing and a smash. That's fair inside first down the right field line. This is going to drive in the go-ahead run. Josh Naylor with a sharp single.
Ah, yes. This is what we heard at Bears practice earlier, so why not? We didn't hear Pat Hughes talking about Josh Naylor, that courtesy, of course, of the Cubs radio network. This is Rahimi and Harris with Mark Grody on 670 The Score. And we had a big trade go down last night in Major League Baseball. We knew it was only a matter of time. I did not necessarily think it was going to be with the Arizona Diamondbacks, declaring that they are at least going to be sellers in some way, shape, or form, because they decided to trade Josh Naylor, noted White Sox killer who had been on the Diamondbacks, to the Seattle Mariners. And the latest report from Major League Baseball, if you go to the MLB website, the question is, even after Naylor trade, Eugenio Suarez, according to sources, is still a top target for Seattle. So they have decided that they are going to go for it. And the year of Cal Raleigh, I don't necessarily disagree. I just think that the price for Suarez keeps going up by the second.
I think the biggest thing for Eugenio Suarez is understanding there are so many people who would love to have him on their team. And so when you're talking about all these teams that need an extra pop, that's more than an extra pop. That is pop. Okay, when you're talking about a guy who has hit as many home runs as him just on the heels of Cal Raleigh, if they could put both those guys in their lineup, that's something. And better to go to the Seattle Mariners than to go to someone in the National League if you're the Cubs.
Yeah, I mean, when you think of Josh Naylor being available, he very well could have, based on what we've heard about the Brewers and their, I think, reported pursuit of Suarez. You know, it's been brought up by various national guys. You don't necessarily know if the price would have been the same.
I feel like there's 20 teams
that
are in on, like, it's a new team every day. It was so last week that it felt like the Cubs had the momentum for Eugenio Suarez. What's in common with both of those names, Eugenio Suarez and Josh Naylor? One is a Cubs killer. One is a Sox killer. I've talked about it myriad times, so I'm not going to go into it too deeply with Eugenio Suarez, but I saw him up close and personal for 3 years on the Cubs beat. That guy is a straight-up Cubs killer, which is why I've desired him for some time now. And then you mentioned it, Layla, Josh Naylor. I had to remind myself because he kind of traumatized me, because in 2022, the White Sox were still good.
Oh, my word.
They were still playing for something. I remember sitting in front of the TV for that Cubs-Guardians game, or were they the Indians then, 2022, a game-tying grand slam in the ninth inning for Josh Naylor against the White Sox. At home, I think, at the Sox, and then a go-ahead three-run homer in the 11th inning. Oh, and just for the hell of it, he had an RBI double in the 8th inning of the game. He was a menace.
Was that the 7 RBI game?
I didn't write down the RBI.
I think that's,
but
yes.
I think that's pretty safe to say. Yeah, with this grand slam, three-run homer, I guess an 8 RBI day.
Oh, God.
I'll look it up.
But yeah, he had a good week that day.
That was devastating. And so I've had a healthy fear of Josh Naylor since then. He's hit pretty well against the Cubs in his limited time against them as well. So I don't think, I mean, you would have found a place for Josh Naylor, but it's Eugenio Suarez. It's obviously the easier fit.
Well, it was 8 RBI, and it all happened in the 8th inning and later.
I remember that.
Yeah, the granny was in the 9th, the go-ahead three-run homer in the 11th.
And he was so fired up, too.
Oh, you know, he should have been.
He is the type of guy who I think, even with that energy, do you hate to see it if you're opposing him? Yes. But on another team, like that, bringing it just late in the game like that, he might be one of those perennial playoff acquisition types. He's only 28. You know, I forget that he's that young.
He kind of looks old.
He's been in the league for so long.
He's a big guy,
yeah, we've
too.
Seen him play for the Guardians for so long, relatively speaking, that I felt like he was a little bit older. 93 games for Naylor this season, .292, .360, .447 is the slash line. 11 home runs, 59 RBIs, but 49 strikeouts and 394 plate appearances. But when you consider that he's the one who I think is the first big name to kind of set this trade market, as we still wait to see what's going to happen as to whether or not the big name pitchers, who's going to set that trade market, A couple of reports about Sandy Alcantara supposedly having his clothes ready to go. Like, he's got a jump bag. He's ready to go at any time for Miami.
What, and give up six or seven runs for whatever team acquires him?
Hold on. He gave up zero earned runs in his last start, seven innings placed. And to your point, Layla,
it's been bad all year.
MLB insider Hector Gomez wrote this on Twitter. A person very close to Sandy Alcantara told me he'll be traded. He's aware he'll be traded. And as you said, already has all his things packed to leave Miami. He's ready to go.
So I was going to say, like, we know supposedly that's the case. And Hector, you know, we're familiar with his reporting. But
did you guys give up top whatever they wanted to get the Alcantara? Are you guys afraid of what he's done? I am.
I don't think the issue is with it being such a buyer's market, as you mentioned, 20 to 25 teams, minus one in whatever Arizona is doing. So now you're down to 24 because I think Naylor indicates that they want to sell. If they hold on to Zach Allen and Suarez, then maybe it's a different discussion. But that is my impression. So that said, with all those teams wanting to buy, I think the reason you're not seeing movement is because nobody wants to be the team to give up too much prospect-wise for what the market's going to be. Like, there's discussion about Luis Robert and whether or not he should be traded this year as opposed to later if there's an option there. But I still think that this is the most, relatively speaking, that the Sox could have gotten for him in the last, I'd say, season and a half. Mm. So I'm okay with him going now, even though you think maybe if there's an option to pick up, it's a different discussion later and the value might be higher. I still think it's a seller's time for sure. Like, nothing lets me back off of that stance when it comes to who should be sellers and who should be buyers.
Based on where we are right now, being less than a week from the trade deadline, and the number of teams that still believe that they have a chance to make a run at a postseason spot, this is arguably, and I'll say, in my opinion, it is the greatest seller's market of all time in Major League Baseball. It really is. If you really just look at who's within five, six games of a playoff spot right now and believes that, oh, well, we're just one hot run away from making a push for at least a wild card spot. I think that's the problem right now. And with Sandy Alcantara specifically, while the Marlins are looking, I think, to move him and get something, they want to know that they've got whatever it is coming back. So I think the earlier team to jump on this is the team that's going to get Sandy Alcantara.
And just one really quick thing. What I keep in the back of my mind is something that Jed Hoyer said recently, and that is that in this negotiation period, this trade deadline, you might have to get a little creative. I don't know exactly what that means, but that is not the obvious.
I'll tell you what it means. You could see a situation where, like, Dylan Cease, who has just this season left on his deal, gets traded for a Sandy Alcantara. You know, like that might be. Now, I'm not saying it's one for one. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying you could have a scenario where a team wants to get more years of control out of somebody, but they have to give up a respected big league talent. You know, that is, I think, when I think of the extreme definition of creative, that would be something I would picture.
Right. That or something with multiple teams or maybe a spot that we weren't thinking of that might help the Cubs now and in the future as well. So all sorts of ways to read into that creativity.
You're going to have to decide what is the most dire need, I think, at times. Like, you're going to have to decide, like, what is your top priority? Is
like
it going
right
to be pitching
talking,
or is it, like, offensive need?
You mean in the future or both?
Like, right now. We might see more big league talent for big league talent coming up is what I'm trying to say.
Pitching and more pitching.
We have more to come here on Raheem and Harris with Mark Grody on 670 The Score. We mentioned it. Were you at Bears practice? Are you there now? You heard what Chris Emma had to say. We will go into, I think, the report that we got from Chris about what he's seen so far today. But this is the first public practice. We want to get your thoughts, too. A little more around that discussion and just the expectations of it's been 3 days. So we'll do that next here on Raheem and Harris with Mark Grody on 670 The Score.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.